This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gwen and Chris are ready to go.
And what's happening in San Diego? Welcome to it. Manic Monday indeed as we join you here on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. And we are hanging out for the next couple of hours to try to make some sense. There we are. I was looking for us on the... YouTube video, there's a nice line in my down the middle of my face.
I'm getting
Scraby. Thank you so much for this. Thank you so much for this wonderful introduction to those watching on YouTube. Hey! I got the line there. The people listening on the radio don't know what I'm talking about. But of course, we are on YouTube, and Scraby's just really late getting us set up. And I know Tony's there somewhere. Tony, are you there somewhere?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Yeah, but you're not on. Yeah, you're not on.
Yeah, they can't see me, but they can hear me.
I know. Well, I'd almost rather not be seen than have this line right in the middle of my face.
Just give me a second.
The show starts at 2 o'clock every day. What was the memo you didn't get?
The memo that we were in the back recording overtime, which we will have out at 4 p.m. And I got riled up talking about the Dodgers. Okay.
We may talk about the Dodgers a little today, and
what happened?
Did win the World Series. Yeah.
Did I miss something?
Now, Scraby's just talking about how he's going to be...
That's the longest boo we've ever done, which I appreciate.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Dodgers did win it. We're going to get into all of that, and... you know, some of the controversy, I think there's a little bit. I don't know if there's a little bit. There's certainly some. I think people are trying to make a lot out of the ball lodged in the fence at the end of game six. And
Tony just rolled his eyes into the back of his head.
Of course he did. Because he knows the rule like I do. And there was absolutely nothing wrong with that play. But there's a lot of people that are trying to make a big, you know, deal out of that. Look, the bottom line is, Tony, we'll save the play in game six for a little bit. Game seven, sorry for all of us who hate the Dodgers, and that's all of us, but that game's got to go down as one of the great game sevens ever played. This the wrong team won.
Yeah, I would say that got, at least in my lifetime, that has to go down as one of the greatest World Series, period. That game seven was unbelievable. It had everything that you would want in a game seven. It, as you said, the wrong team won, right? I think, especially in everybody's eyes, that down this way. And, I mean, the big three-run homer to get the Blue Jays rolling. And talk about, like, not panicking and just kind of chipping away. Yeah, they had to do it with the long ball. They just did. It was going to take one of those teams taking advantage of mistakes in the middle of the plate, and they did twice. One got them even, And then one guy, by the most unlikely source, but you said this maybe last week, maybe it was a couple weeks ago. How often does a World Series turn on an unlikely person? And that unlikely person was Miguel Rojas. Not only did he do it at the plate, he then turned around and did it in the field. And talk about a game of inches. I mean, Will Smith's foot comes up. And listen, I watched that thing 1,800 times, and I tried to find a way 1,800 different times how his foot didn't get down in time. Only
did
to, it did. It did.
Oh,
it did.
God, I tried to.
I wanted. I was trying to gymnastic it in my head.
Just willing it.
It did come down. All right, came down in time.
Unfortunately for Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who was the runner.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, I mean, he's taking a ridiculous amount of. You know,
just
I mean,
dumb.
Death threats.
I mean, dumb. He is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
For
I mean, this
being
is what
out?
We've been going through.
For, by
this
the way, running for the dude that couldn't
run. Because he didn't
have
a big enough lead at third base. Yeah. I mean, anyway, there's so many different things we can get into. Here's another thing that has to rankle
real
Padre
quick,
fans.
Real quick, before you move on, because I saw that didn't have a big enough lead. You do realize that you could only take with the third base. The infield is in, so he's standing right next to third base. You can't get a big lead like you normally can in that particular situation.
I realize that, Tony. I don't think the guy making the death threats realizes that.
Clearly.
So. The guy making the death threats has more issues than we know about.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Here's the other thing that's got to rankle Padre fans, and I know this is going to rankle Scraby, but no matter what happens from here on out, if the Dodger fans want to, criticize him and have him fired, go ahead. But Dave Roberts, forevermore, will be the guy that pulled the right strings at the right moment, and he did it under the pressure of the bottom of the ninth inning, bases loaded, World Series, Game 7. He comes out of the dugout, and he takes Tommy Edman out of center field and puts Andy Pájes in.
Yep.
And then two batters later, Andy Pájes makes one of the greatest catches and clutch catches in the history of baseball.
Yeah.
That, I'm sorry. I mean, you've got to give credit where it's due, Tony.
It was certainly a clutch catch. I mean, I don't know on the scale of difficulty, 1 to 10, I don't know if it was the most difficult, but consider that Kike was right underneath him, and we see guys, end up missing that particular fly ball because of the distraction. Hangs on to it, but again, if that's Tommy Edman, is he able to make that play in center field?
Who knows?
Who knows? But that's back to back years for Dave Roberts. It just came at a different point in last year's playoff. It came against the Padres when he decided to go to the bullpen day and push all the right buttons there. This year, it really didn't pop up until they got to the World Series because they pretty much breezed through the rest of the playoffs. This was their biggest challenge, and when they got every time they seemed to get on the ropes, and this is how you know it was two teams that deserved to be in that spot because they both showed at different times when they got down or when it seemed like there was no hope left, they both showed their kind of championship medal, if you will. The Dodgers just got a chance to do it in Game 7 when it mattered most, and Game 6 for that matter.
Well, I thought the catch by Pájes is going to be – you're right, Tony, and maybe difficulty, but in terms of when it happened,
yeah, no doubt,
it's going to be there with Willie Mays' World Series catch. It really is, because we all watched Kike, who was playing incredibly shallow.
Yeah, he was.
We watched him racing back, and we're like, he's not going to get this.
That's exactly
it's
what I
over.
Said.
It's over.
That's exactly
it's
what
over.
I said.
And then Pájes comes running in from the side, runs him over, and catches the ball. It was so much drama, and we got a lot of different ways we can go to the World Series, but I refuse to say congratulations to the Dodgers.
Thank you, Chris.
That's fair.
I will say thank you, though, to the Dodgers and the Blue Jays for giving us a really great World Series.
That's a win for baseball fans, for sure.
And, you know, it's ironic because there's the people that say the Dodgers winning is bad for baseball. I don't see anything about that game seven was bad for baseball.
No.
That's so. And I think Chris is mentioning me as the bad for baseball.
No,
people.
No, that's not just you. That's a lot of people saying that.
I don't think the competition is bad for baseball. I thought the competition was great. I thought the whole entire World Series was exciting.
For the sake of your point, I think you should stop because you are ceding ground with that statement you just made as it pertains to your point. Because I already know what your point is.
But you guys are going to have to go to the overtime episode because I don't even know what I should say because I'm going to come off like a whiny little you know what.
Yeah.
And I don't want to come off as that person.
That's how you tip. That's kind of new. It's not new, really. I think
that's very new to me.
I think you kind of come off like that.
I think people are a little upset because we don't see this ending anytime soon. Like, and we said this years leading up to them winning last year. A team has to lose a lot to be able to learn how to win, and now that they've learned how to win,
oh, they're just going to win forever.
They're going to run away with it. It's over. $500 million they spent on their roster this season. $500 million.
I think there's a couple of different ways you can look at the Dodgers and the back to back, and whether we should romanticize that or whether we should be upset by that. And I want to get into it a little bit later, and we certainly will, and we're going to touch on the Toronto fans and their behavior toward Kiner Falefa, which I think is awful, and talk more about the World Series. But, guys, I wanted to at least quickly ask, and we'll talk more about this, I hate to say San Diego curse, but anybody who watched SDFC taken to the 8th minute of stoppage time.
Dog.
I've never seen stoppage time so long in my life.
I don't know that my family has ever experienced a knife in the heart moment and like almost simultaneously. Like the second goal happens in the SDFC game. They get even right as I'm walking into the restaurant. Portland gets even. And then they go into the PKs.
Penalty kicks.
And my God, listen, I'm not sitting here pretending to be a soccer guru or even be able to do any of the things that I'm about to criticize. But my gosh, talk about three kicks that had weren't even remotely close to the goal.
When is the last time anybody's missed three straight penalty kicks?
I've never seen that. I think I've seen three straight misses, but I've never seen three straight over the goal. Like, at least the goalie might block one, but to not even like get it on goal.
Yeah.
Three straight.
That was tough to deal with. So that
happens, and then like I felt like I blinked. And I looked up and I saw whoever was in left for Toronto running towards the wall, and I was like, no. No way.
That was about the same time as the Will Smith home run.
It was literally about the same time.
You know, I looked at the score of the SDFC game on my phone, and it was the 88th minute, and they were winning. And I was like, oh, look at them. Good for them. They're going to come home. And then I could not believe yesterday when I found out that they lost. I could not believe it.
Well, crazy. We'll talk a little bit about what that means and whether they can come back. They got one more to play next Sunday. And kudos again to our Aztecs, Tony.
Yeah.
They've another impressive win over Wyoming. You know, unfortunately, again, the lack of the crowd is too big of a story. And, you know, that's just something that this whole San Diego State program has to, you know, endure right now. It's a shame because this team really deserves the support of this community, the way they're playing, more than they're getting. All right, we're underway. Tony and Scrabier in San Diego. I'm in Anaheim. We got the women's basketball season opener tonight here at the Pond. And so I'm here, but we're here for 2 hours. So stick around. We got NFL to talk about as well on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
More World Series talk a little bit later as we get closer to Monday night football. Who's the game today, Scrape?
It is the, I know this, Cowboys and Cardinals.
Cowboys and Cardinals. Should be fun. I need about 30. I need about 35 points for Mr. Harrison. I don't know if I'm going to get it. But this could be a shootout, though. Cowboys have no defense. Cardinals have no defense. So this could work in my favor.
I know Marvin's. I know Marvin's dad was not so complimentary toward the Cardinals the other day.
Well, you know what? Why don't
stop
just
it,
let
Scraby.
Your son do his
stop
own
it,
stuff?
Stop it, Scraby. Parents are allowed to have an opinion too.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Did Marvin Harrison Sr. have any issues with the amount of passes he's dropped in his career?
I'm sure he's told him that.
It's just I'm on one today. Sorry.
Yeah, clearly.
I'm just angry about everything.
I think this is a natural kind of thing for a parent to see their son or daughter out there not getting what they feel like they should get. Of course, they're going to. He just happens to be a Hall of Famer. Or is he Hall of Famer yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. He just happens to be Hall of Famer. So, you know, that's just how it goes. All right.
And his son, he should have. You know what he really should have done? Marvin Harrison, we're getting off the thing. Marvin Harrison should be kicking himself. He should have pulled the Archie Manning and got his son out of the way of the Cardinals.
That might be
because that's the worst organization in football.
That might be where some of his angst is coming from. He's mad at himself, and he's pushing it out.
It was
on
the
other.
Whole thing about how Marvin Harrison Jr. wanted a separate deal with Fanatics before he came into the NFL. Can we have people do something before can we have them actually prove that they can play before they get their own Fanatics deal?
That's not how it works.
I don't know why I'm so angry. I'm going to turn off my microphone.
No, keep it on.
You know what? I want you to keep it on. You're so angry today that you're almost making me look like the nice guy today.
So
I'm Tony's like trying to
deer,
defend against
I'm
you.
The bleep, and you are
you're
the
dick
dork.
And Richard, the dork. Today.
You're the Richard, and then which that makes
makes you the deer.
No,
I'm nothing today.
Oh, Chris is nothing. All right,
save that.
Reminder:
these two things.
I want everybody to remember to listen around 3:40 for us to announce today's biggest fan a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padre game with all of the fan staff registered except for me. I probably won't be in there. I'll probably be in the booth, but you can come over and over. No, I'll come on over and say hello to you guys. Yeah, I don't know.
And Scraby won't
they won't
be
let you.
If you ask for Scraby not to be there, he doesn't have to come either.
Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. All right. There was some Padre news today. And based on how I feel like most of everybody feels about this World Series, this news isn't necessarily going to make you feel any better. Michael King has opted out of his deal with the Padres. He could still receive a qualifying offer. The qualifying offer for 2026 offseason is projected to be about $22 and some change million per year. If offered, King would have a week to decide whether to accept it or become a free agent, at which point he would likely sign a more lucrative long-term deal with the Padres or another team. He was not the only one that opted out. Closer Robert Suarez, as expected, opted out as well. And Wandy Peralta, as expected, opted in to his $4.45 million option to come back. Now, the good news.
Anybody hearing those three things for the first time out there just went, oh, no. Oh, no. And then on the Wandy Peralta news, oh, no. I don't think anybody's rooting for any of those things, but as you're about to say, I think, Tony, these are what we expected in all three cases, right?
Very much so expected see that Michael King was going to opt out. I mean, he didn't say he was, but, I mean, if you know anything about the business, he has a chance to be a free agent. He took the one-year deal this last year, and so he's going to opt out. I expect he'll have some big-time suitors. Despite him missing the amount of time he missed, he came back, he threw the ball pretty well. I think he's going to stand and get a nice pay raise. Hopefully it's with the Padres.
I heard an interesting argument for the qualifying offer today, which is Michael King opted out knowing that he'll get that $22 million for next year and get a good payday but not get, you know, the contract length security. Could you see that? Like, could you see that happening?
Yeah.
If someone offers him a multi-year deal, though,
put yourself in those shoes. If you got an offer for a multi-year deal, let's say you loved it here, right? Love this place. You get the qualifying offer from this team, but you get a 3 or 4 year deal at about the same number, maybe a little bit higher.
Where?
That's it. I mean, it could be anywhere.
Cincinnati.
Are you saying no then?
Yeah, I don't have as good of a chance to win in Cincinnati that I do in San Diego.
So you're a real win guy.
Don't the Dodgers have a spot open?
I want to follow. You're a real win guy.
I can't even
at 20,
go there,
let's
Chris.
Say at 24 mil, you're a real win guy. You're going to say, you know what, I'm going to stay here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just got done saying, can we prove something before we, you know. I'm sorry, I like Michael King, but this last year was a disaster.
Anything?
This last year was a disaster. And now,
do you think 22 in .025 is too much?
No, I think that's right because he's looking for a big payday. He has the talent to produce good seasons.
So despite him pitching in the big leagues for 6 years, he still
you
needs to prove
it. You just spoke out of both sides of your mouth, Scrib.
How?
You just said he's a disaster, but he's worth every bit of what he's going to be asking.
Last year was a disaster. Not he's a disaster. Last year was.
Okay, fine. Last year was a disaster.
Thank you, because I know that he can pitch well. I mean, I saw him pitch in that game against the Braves in the wild
card. What if that can cost you? Then that maybe that opens the door and thinking, you know what, maybe you should prove it another year. That might open the door for another team to come in and be like, you don't need to prove it to us. Boom.
Boom.
You okay with losing Michael King?
I have a question to you, Tony, about Michael King.
What you got?
Yeah, I'm not talking to you on this one, Scrabe. I need to go to the deer for this question. Is Michael King the kind of guy, do we think that he conceivably, if he gets a fair offer from the Padres, not a low ball, but a fair offer, that he, for the quality of life, quality of situation, familiarity, the whole thing, will any of that enter into it? Or do you think the Padres are going to be kind of in like a bidding war, whereas somebody could just throw more money at him and he's likely to take it?
I wish I had a solid answer for you, Chris. I don't know that we know. I mean, there's so many factors that go into a guy picking a place or wanting to stay in a place. I remind you, Michael King is from New Jersey.
Yep.
He's from back east. Is that important to him? He's grown up, he's been on his whole life, he's been on the East Coast. Is that important to him? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. But I think because of factors like that, I don't know that I can give you a straight answer. I would like to believe that the Padres are that team for him or make him feel that way that you speak of, but I don't know. I don't think we can ever know. I mean, very few guys let their feelings be known about a place in that type of way, right? I mean, I'm trying to think of somebody in the game. Maybe Aaron Judge, right? Is he like the only one? And even he was courted by another team, but ultimately he chose to go back to where it started. How many guys
I can ever think of? The only guy I could ever think of that did something like that was your dad.
Right.
I mean, we knew that he loved it here, and we were, you know, I think the Padres, maybe they even took advantage of that a little bit unfairly. So,
but, I mean, that's the thing.
That speaks to why people don't want to say.
Right. Right. Because
they want to get a fair offer.
You don't know, and you don't want to, you know, shorten whatever you could possibly maximize on. So, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting it's shaping up to be an interesting offseason, not just for the Padres, but across baseball. A lot of guys opted out, right? And mind you, we've had this discussion, that's on top, and that's with them knowing that there may not be, there may be a work stoppage after next season, right? They all opted out, I think, trying to get a multi-year deal. So when that happens, you know, I think they're, you know, they'll at least have it when it's all lined up and said to come back, if that even ends up being the case. But Bregman opted out today from the Red Sox. There's a three or four.
Cody Bellinger
opted out.
I mean, Pete Alonso.
And there's
Schwarber.
There's more to come, I think, in the next couple of days. More decisions to be made, I should say, in the next couple of days that could start to make this free agency look pretty decent in terms of what's out there. Now,
And then watch, the owners will spend all these billions of dollars to sign all these free agents, and then 3 weeks later they'll turn around and say, but we're going to have to close the game down next year because we don't have any money.
Yes, that is
That's what's going
to
happen.
That's at least what everybody is saying is about to happen. So,
yeah.
It's all very, very interesting. By the way, we still don't really have a feel. I don't know if we ever have a feel of what the Padres can and cannot do during this offseason. Can they add salary? Are they staying where it is? Are they trying to shed?
You know, Jeff Sanders wrote a great article over the weekend kind of laying everything out there. Here's what's happening this offseason. Here's how much money they have in the books next year. Things start to get a little better in 2 years. Then Joe Musgrove's money is off the books. So, like, getting better as in more flexibility with the payroll.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about 2 years down the line. I think this window is now. It's not 2 years down the line. Or I shouldn't say it's not going to be 2 years down the line, but I don't know that it's going to be as open as it is now. So, you know, in terms of the Padres, we'll see how this kind of unravels, I should say. All right, let's get to break. Scrape, do I need to I read our thing that we need
to. Let me take a look.
Here's my second one I need to get to.
We're not going to do a competition.
Yes,
today,
Chris you're off the hook today. So,
although we will fix that for the future.
This hour of Sports Talk is brought to you by SD Collectibles. Get ready, sports and Pokemon collectors. SD Collectible Card Show is back at Liberty Station with over 100 vendor tables November 22nd and 23rd. Find sports cards, Pokemon, memorabilia, and more. Visit SDCollectibles.com for info. That's SDCollectibles.com. Let's get to break on the other side. Big Five. rolling Rondé away.
Oh, the City Connect uniforms. If the rumors are true, I'm loving it.
Oh, I can't even wait to hear what the rumors are. This could be fun. More Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Happy Monday to you. Doing the best we can in the wake of the Dodgers winning another World Series. You can almost sense the celebration going on up there today. And it just makes it that much more painful. You know, we keep talking about our parade, Tony. Today would have been the day and a very nice day for it, wouldn't it?
All days are nice days to do it.
Yeah, right. Any day would be. I would take a rainstorm if we could have a parade.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, though. We didn't do enough to earn the parade. And so, you know, the mission continues to a team that is able to finally get it done. And listen, they got to this point, and listen, I think there are some things that went against them. Obviously, not having Ramon Laureano going into the postseason certainly wasn't the best. Not having a healthy Darv, I think, completely wasn't like the best scenario going in. But that's what it was, and they had opportunities to get out of the Cubs series to see how it could shake in the following series against the. What was it? The Brewers? It ended up being the Brewers, but you know it didn't shake out that way. So you try again the next year. Will it be with the same roster? We don't know yet.
And by the way, Scraby, you'll be happy to know that most of the Dodger comments today at the parade in Los Angeles are centering around how they are, of course, now only thinking of a three-peat.
I did see that.
Yeah. I know how you love the arrogance, the perceived arrogance of L.A.
Yeah, when the manager yells, if you want someone, let's go get four more and really ruin baseball! Why does he want to ruin baseball?
Because y'all giving them these narratives. Y'all giving them this. So now they're going to use it, and now we're going to have to hear about it more.
By the way, Scraby, I did read somewhere, someplace.
And by the way, I mean, that's kind of like what you're supposed to do. I think Pat Riley is really to blame for all of this. You know, when you, after you win back to back, I think you almost have to say, what do you think about a three-peat?
Well, understand that Pat Riley was the first one to come up after a parade and guarantee a second championship. But he was also the one that was smart enough after they won the second one to coin the phrase three-peat.
You're going to have to pay
him. Copyright it. So they have to pay him every time they use it.
Hold on. I just have to, and I shouldn't do this, but Drew Lopez on the chat says, this is loser stuff. Go Dodgers. You know what a loser is, Drew Lopez? Going to a Padres chat and trying to trash talk people. Go enjoy your championship, you loser.
Drew, we welcome you, my man.
Drew is in here
trolling the hell out of you right now.
He's not trolling the hell out of me. He's trolling everybody in our listening audience.
Don't let him troll you. Ignore him. Act like he's not there.
I should just block him.
By the way, Scraby, I did read somewhere. I'm not totally substantiating this, but I read it, so I'm going with it. That after they won the first championship last year, Ohtani sought out Andrew Friedman and said, I want to win 9 of these. Mm. So sit tight, pal.
I guess we got 9. I guess we got 7 more to go, Scrape.
No comments.
We got a ways to go.
I got 0 comments on that.
All right, we're gonna get to our big 5. Of course, it's Monday, so we're off at 4 o'clock. I want to remind everybody, remember, I want to win. I don't want to lose.
What are we doing?
Yes, all guests on 97.3 The Fan. Join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when they're charged with a crime. If you're wondering why I'm reading like this, it's because I have to scroll back and forth on my phone. Since 2010, visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Scraby,
let's have the
big 5.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big 5 starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
You know, I should have listened to myself and just stayed at home today because I'm in apparently a terrible mood. So I'm going to try to get
apparently?
Out of it.
Apparently?
I'm going to try to get out
what,
of it.
What do you mean by apparently? I think it's just you are.
It is? Yeah, it is? I don't know. I was in an angry mood yesterday about the Dodgers winning, and then people telling me I'm a loser for being angry makes me angry. So let's just get into the Big 5. And you know what we're going to do right here? Oh, everybody really wants me to say that Walt Weiss is now the manager of the Braves.
Everybody really wants
to. Just keep getting comments about it.
Yes, Walt Weiss, bench coach for the Braves, takes over as manager of the Atlanta Braves.
I'm going
to shout out to the people reminding Scraby. He needed it.
All right. I'm just looking bad today. That's all it is. Let's just get into it. Why not?
Number 5.
This happened over the weekend, and actually I'm very excited about this because the San Diego Padres are going to be debuting some new City Connect uniforms next year, and people think put a little teaser video out there, so I'm playing it on the YouTube right now, and the teaser video has a very Dia de los Muertos Dia de los Muertos feel.
Muertos
feel. And I love the imagery around Dia de los Muertos. I think it's awesome. But they go, they show this guy walking up to, I believe it's Dominic Mysterio. And he's walking up to like this altar. And he has a different hat on. And at some point, they're going to show you that hat. But people think that the City Connect 2.0 is going to be orange and blue, navy blue, Dia de los Muertos type uniforms. Chris, would you be into that? Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry. I had to move you on the board. Go
Chris,
ahead.
Chris, sorry, we didn't hear anything you said. Scraby had you turned down.
I said some really good stuff while you were talking, too. I think it'd be a really good gesture. And gesture might not be a fair enough word to use, but I mean, the Padres have had, you know, amazing support the last few years, right? The crowds have been, you know, the best in franchise history. The team has obviously, you know, been competitive. That's had a lot to do with it. But it's not just us north of the border, right, that are supporting the Padres. I think, you know, we have tons of fans south of the border. And I think doing something with that theme, I think would be a great way to recognize those fans and include them, make them feel a little more included in the Padres. So I think that is the way to go. I will caution, though, last time we thought we knew everything about the City Connects. And it was completely different than anything anybody imagined. So,
yeah, this video is put out by the Padres, I will say. Just, it's not like a random video. But I get what you're saying, Chris, because you're right. We thought it was one thing, and it wasn't. Tony, would you like these uniforms to be City Connect Dia de los Muertos?
No, I don't.
Well,
I don't think they'll be this navy and orange.
Oh.
Is what I was trying to say. I think it's just too easy for us to put a hat. We didn't know anything about the City Connect colors. We had a bunch of guesses out there. I remember seeing them make mock-ups of what was said to be these uniforms. I feel like I've seen that hat before too, by the way. So I don't think that was it. I think it was just a tease for in April, which you'll get to see for real, for real. And it probably will have that theme, but I don't think those are going to be the colors. It just seems too easy. Like, those are colors.
But maybe
that
that's the best way to go.
They didn't do that the first time.
No, and it
was most split. Teams haven't done it like that.
Yeah.
You know, with the exception of maybe what the, I think the White Sox.
Theirs are weird.
They kept it in the realm of the colors until this year. They came out with the Bulls, yeah. The Bulls joints.
Yeah. Well, we don't have a basketball team to
right.
Mount.
We don't have that, right.
All right, well, we'll keep you up to date on the uniforms. Number four. Giants legend Barry Bonds and Yankees star Roger Clemens, both guys who probably should be but are not in the Hall of Fame despite 10 seasons on the Hall of Fame ballots. This could, however, change in 2026 as both are on the Hall of Fame's contemporary baseball era ballot with Carlos Delgado, Jeff Kent, Don Mattingly, Dale Murphy, Gary Sheffield, and Fernando Valenzuela.
I almost thought you said Jeff Kent.
I did.
Was on the board. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, no.
Man, it might be tough for Barry then.
I remember. Though he's up
Barry,
for the contemporary
I Barry had
award.
Him in a chokehold in the Qualcomm dugout.
Oh,
yes,
that's right.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
And that's just what we saw.
Right. Sorry. Go
no,
ahead.
No, I digress. I completely forgot about all of that. Tony, you're up first. Should Barry and Roger be in the Hall of Fame this time?
Yes. It should have been in it last time.
Had to prove their point, though.
I mean, they've point's proven. I just, to me, it's bizarre that you got, especially in Barry's case, how many can they vote in?
Let me go look.
Is there a number?
Because yeah, that's a good question.
There's quite a few on this list that should be in there.
Keep talking.
Including Gary Sheffield. Yeah, man. I think he should be on there along with a number of these guys on this list. I mean, Don Mattingly is on this list. You know, there's a lot. And so I'd be interested to know how many the contemporary baseball era ballot can get in. But there's quite a few on this list that should be in. Now, that being said, this group is made up of former players, if I'm not mistaken. At least some of them are. And those are the hardest ones to turn in terms of Barry and Roger.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think they should. I think there's, like I said, there's about four or five guys that should be on from this list.
Here it is. Candidate, it doesn't have a limit. It says okay. Candidates need to receive votes on 75% of the ballots cast by the 16 member committee to become a part of the 2026.
What's 75 from 16?
12.
12? So they need 12.
12 votes, yeah.
So I think 12 dudes should have at least four or five of these guys on their ballot.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'm not confident that they will.
Chris, what do you think? Do you think Barry and Roger should finally make it in this time?
Well, you know, there's two choices here. You can hold a grudge for the rest of your life, or you can get with the program and understand that baseball has gone through a lot of different eras in its existence. It went through the era where no African-American players were allowed to play. But we don't hold that against any of the accomplishments of the white players who were all in the Hall of Fame from that era. We went through, I don't know, the Great Depression and the war era. We went through an era that isn't talked about much, Tony, but I'm sure you've heard it, where players popped those things they called greenies every day,
yes,
which were basically illegal drugs, to go out and play and get rid of their hangovers. Mickey Mantle made a Hall of Fame under those conditions. I guess what I'm trying to get at is I finally have come to the realization that the steroid era was just one of those eras. I never can get behind what they did, but the best players from that era, to me, ought to be in like the best players from the other eras. And it's either that or just die holding a grudge, and I just don't think that's worthwhile anymore.
It's interesting you brought up the amphetamines part, because that was, even when the steroid era was in its height, that was the complaint that my dad had. I remember them asking him about it. He caught some flack for bringing up the whole greenie situation, because it wasn't really out there in the way that steroids was. But that certainly, I mean, you talk about guys being able to play every day, that certainly helped.
Mickey Mantle wouldn't even have made it into uniform without greenies.
Listen,
probably.
As a kid, I remember seeing guys who barely could walk pop on them greenies, and all of a sudden, boom,
Superman.
Was like, forget anything ever heard again. So, you know, we don't hold that against anyone. Ultimately, go ahead, Chris, finish your point. I'm sorry.
No, I just want to say, I mean, I've been against the steroid guys for as long as I can be against them. I really have. And it's just like, enough. I mean, we've made our point with Pete Rose, too. All right? We get it. We gotcha. Anyway, that's the whole thing now.
We gotcha.
We gotcha. John Morant was hit hard in the wallet after his one-game suspension for conduct detrimental to his team. According to ESPN's Bobby Marks, the missed game is going to cost John Morant $272,042 in salary, and it stems from an incident after the loss to the Lakers on Friday. After the game, Morant told reporters to, quote, go ask the coaching staff. When asked what was off from him on the court, he added that the coach's prescription for improving the team's performance on that night was, quote, probably don't play me. Shams Charania subsequently reported that head coach...
Good luck.
Tuomas Lisalo challenged Morant's leadership and effort in a post-game exchange, and the veteran playmaker then responded in a tone deemed inappropriate and dismissive. John Morant makes a lot of money. Next 3 years, I'm rounding up. $40 million, $42 million, $45 million. Chris, what is up with this dude?
I'm glad you asked the question the way it was written down. Good for you.
Thank you. Guy keeps stepping at it.
You honestly think I could climb into the mind of John Morant, huh?
Yeah, you're twisted enough.
He's asking quite a bit of a feat here.
Yeah, I don't know that I can get there. I do think the Grizzlies now officially kind of have themselves a problem. Maybe they had one already, but there's no denying the incredible skill of this guy as a player. This latest incident has got to be troubling, though, to the people running this organization. Because I assume there's been other things that have happened that we haven't heard about. And this is just the first one that got public enough to to come out. I don't know, Tony. I mean, how long are they going to be willing to put up with him? I think there's going to become a tipping point, and maybe he'll just have to be moved somewhere else where somebody else thinks they can, you know, corral Ja Morant. But I'm not so sure it can be done.
I also read that his trade market is not robust at all. Like, no one wants to deal with him, and his money makes it really hard to deal with him on your team. Tony, what's up with this guy?
He got some growing up to do.
Still? Yes.
Scraby, when did you get it right? Just want to ask you that.
Good point.
Okay. Wait a minute. He hasn't got it right yet.
Good point, Tony.
I think I don't know how to say his head coach's name.
Tuomas.
Yeah.
I think that
he hit the nail. I watched that game. And it's interesting. You know, I'm not a big fan of Twitter, but... Or in this case, I believe it was Threads I saw it on. Mm. A fan actually seemed to be watching the game and caught a disagreement that between Morant and the big man. He's a younger dude, don't know him. And they were yelling at each other. And that seemed to lead into Ja Morant kind of sulking in some ways off in the huddle. And that, I'm assuming, putting two and two together, that is when his leadership was questioned from head coach. He then responded the way he responded. And to me, it just points to a guy that still has some growing up to do if he's going to become the leader that that franchise needs him to be. I don't think that it's too late. Guys figure it out at this stage in their life all the time. And when they figure it out, you got something special considering what his talent is. But
how old is he?
He's got to be 26.
Yep, 26.
So I just think he's got some growing up to do still. And, it's self-evaluating is like the toughest thing that most athletes have to do. Honest self-evaluating.
I'm going to say that I agree with Tony, but that was the nicest way it could possibly ever be put. And that's why you are the deer of the show, Tony. Because I don't think any of us could have been that kind to Ja Morant. But
I'm just saying, y'all need to revert back to your 26-year-old self that y'all feel like you had it so right.
Oh, I didn't have anything right.
Most of us didn't. And most of us weren't handed the keys to a franchise and said, hey, lead us.
That's their fault, though.
That might be true.
All right, we still have two more. I don't know why what happened there, but George Kittle mad at MetLife and Oklahoma's kicker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.